we'll go ahead and continue our media availabilities with Alex Bowman, driver of the number 88 Exalta Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get you a microphone. We'll go ahead and start with Jeff in the back and then come down here to Zach.
Hey, Jeff Gluck from The Athletic, if I can say my name. This weekend is kind of a different schedule, a potentially different schedule that they could go with in the future. What do you think that impact could have, like, on the crews? Do you think the teams will like it and respond to this format with two practices, then qualifying and then impound?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a lot different for us. It's kind of like what we do at Talladega somewhat. So, all right, I guess it's really close to what we do there. So it'll be different. You know, there's a lot less time to get changes made in between those two practices, and kind of if you're off, I think it's going to be harder or more stressful to get a large amount of changes made between those two practices, and trying to execute through practice is going to be probably more critical, just because of the lack of time to get everything done and to be through tech and everything before qualifying. So that's going to be a little different, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do all day tomorrow. It's kind of weird just having almost a whole day off just qualifying. So it's definitely very different.
We'll come right down here to the front.
Zach Sterniolo, Pokemon Record. Alex, this last month seems like it's been a great month for you specifically. And last time you came out here with the top three. Does that give you any extra confidence coming back here this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think our cars have been really strong here lately. It's been a lot of fun going to the racetrack the last month. So definitely been enjoying that and really proud of everybody at Hendrick Motorsports. You know, all four of our cars have been really strong lately. So that's been good. Obviously, we had a really strong day here in the second race last year. But the package is so different that I think there's not much that we can really transfer over. Just going to be so much on throttle time. I don't think you'll be wide open, but you know, it's going to be very little lifting, not a lot of brakes. Everything's going to be very different. So I'm kind of excited to see how it's going to drive. I like new different things. So I'm looking forward to that, but definitely confident coming in. Not sure what we can carry over from last year though.
We'll go all the way over here to your right to MRN.
Rich Colbert, Motor Racing Network. Look at the next 2 weeks. Next week, Michigan. A lot of question marks on that. Talked to a lot of guys, and they don't seem to know what's going on either as far as what to expect. What do you expect with the high speeds and the lower, higher downforce?
I think it's going to look somewhat like Kansas. You know, I think Kansas and Michigan are the two tracks that complement this package the most. You know, it's... I don't know what the weather is going to be like, but if it's cool, you know, you'll be able to run wide open pretty much all race, I think. It's probably not going to be as double file as Kansas, just because Kansas has widened out so much more than Michigan has. But, you know, you look at the Xfinity race last year with that package, it was a pretty good race, I thought. I had fun. You know, I think it was very interesting how you had to work the air. So, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a really good race for the fans. And kind of like we said, going to Kansas, if there's a place that this package is going to give the desired effect and the closest racing, it's those two racetracks.
What about off weekend? You got any plans?
Well, I moved houses the last off weekend, and I'm moving my shop this off weekend. So more moving. Not a whole lot of fun, but just getting the shop moved and prepping for Chili Bowl.
Are there any additional questions for Alex? We'll go to Claire. And then we'll go to this first camera right here.
Qualifying. How much do you know about what qualifying will be here? It's going to be moving pretty quickly. They have to because they've got so many cars on the track. So while you will not be drafting or delaying anyone per NASCAR, you will be moving rather quickly. Is that hard, or are you guys just so used to whatever they give you to do?
No, I mean, you roll up and staging there, and you're just in the car ready to go, and you go when they tell you. So, you know, it's different being single car. I think there's probably a little more pressure and anxiousness just sitting there waiting for the last couple cars to go before you roll out. And then you kind of just want to get it over with once you're in the car, you know. So I don't know if it's going to be much different. curious to see how they're going to drive and see how close to wide open we can be, but I'm looking forward to it.
When you're sitting there watching or waiting, are you cognizant of what others are doing or looking at the screen or figuring it out, or are you trying to focus only on your own deal?
You know, you can try to look at what others are doing if you have, like, a fan vision or if your crew chief's talking to you, but really not a whole – like, once you get in the car, there's not a whole lot you can see or watch for, so – really, you're not in the car till probably 5 to 7 cars before you go. So while you're outside of the car, you're definitely watching really closely what everybody else is doing.
We'll go to this first camera right here.
We just had Ty in here a couple minutes ago talking about this, and you're a younger guy too. So he gave a lot of perspective about what the sport can do to kind of bring in some of the younger generation of fans. And as a younger person yourself, you know, is this something you think about in ways to grow the sport?
To be honest here lately, I've kind of just been focused on myself trying to get running better. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things that we can say are easy to do, but I mean, we really need to appreciate the fans that we have and take care of them a lot as well. So that's kind of a fine balance. But, you know, I think what's cool about NASCAR is they're so willing to change and make changes and always trying to improve the product, you know. Other sports do that somewhat, but not to the extent that NASCAR does. So, well, I might not have any huge ideas. I heard some of Ty's stuff, and it sounded pretty cool. But, you know, I think we have to balance taking care of the fans that we have and make it inviting for new fans as well. And I think NASCAR does a really good job of that.
And he also mentioned that Pocono is a place on the circuit that really wants to adapt to change and kind of be at the forefront of this whole deal. Is that something that you've noticed and appreciated as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think this is always a cool racetrack to come to. I mean, the racetrack alone is unique and different than anywhere else we go. But, you know, with a doubleheader we're going to have next year, that's going to be pretty neat. Excited to learn about how that's going to work and how that's going to play out. But, yeah, this is a great place, and it's cool to have tracks that are willing to change as well.
But there's a question back there.
Yeah, Alex Pat Principe at WGAL-TV. Given the changes to the cars this year, what do you expect restarts to be like here?
Yeah, restarts here are always interesting anyway, just with how long you have until you get to turn one and how crucial the draft was even without a lot of drag on the cars. So the draft is just going to be more crucial. You're going to be 4 or 5 wide just like we always have been getting into turn one, and then it's going to all funnel down and narrow out really quickly. So they're going to be really crucial. This place is hard to pass. Once you get buried in traffic, it's tough. So restarts are going to be really key. Track position is going to be really key, but it'll be exciting for sure.
We'll come down here to Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, catchfans.com. Last week after the 600, you expressed that you felt that Joey raced you a little too hard. I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on that.
Well, he about crashed us in practice, and then he drove into turn one and tried to turn us. So, I don't know. I like Joey a lot, and it is what it is. We're all racing hard. I'm not super mad about it. I just thought it was dumb, was all.
Come back down to Claire.
After the race last week, he said, I race everybody hard, right? Because he was asked about that. Reaction is everybody racing everybody hard, or any harder than anybody else is racing?
I mean, I think everybody has to race everybody hard with this package, right? There's not a lot of room for give and take. But, yeah, I mean, I thought the situation was there was a good chunk of the race left. It was pretty unnecessary. Probably wouldn't have been as mad as I was about it if he didn't about crash us in practice, which I thought was really unnecessary. But, you know, it's all good, and he'll get his for sure.
Any final questions? All right, Alex. Good luck
Thanks,
this
guys.
Weekend.